You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, July 18th, episode 3736, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
Well, we do have a fun show planned for you today. Auditor Colleen's going to stop by with a product review for the Fitz Denim Full Seat Breeches. Ashley's going to join us with some big news involving the Horse Radio Network. And also, we have some really bad ads for you. And then in our Auditor Post Show, we have Auditor Christy Collins is going to join us to tell us about her new horse. So we're going to do that in the post show. But first, we have a big announcement, Jamie. Remember on Wednesday, we had one of our listeners on, Mary Curran, who writes books. She's an author, and she writes the Callie Kinsey Equestrian Mystery Series, and she has a set of three books that she was giving away. And I said, email me, and the 10th email will win the set of books. Well, I got a lot of emails, and you know what I was shocked by? How quick, within a half an hour of putting the show out, I got the 10th email.
Wow.
People listen to this show immediately when it comes out. That's what I learned. I was shocked.
You mean people? I'm always shocked when people actually listen. So that's cool.
So congratulations to Sabrina Penrod of Kansas. She was the 10th email, and I was just shocked at the number of emails. Thank you all, everybody who sent in the emails. But Sabrina, you're getting the books. I've already let Mary know, and she's going to ship them out to you. So
I do kind of want to get like back to the like caller. So I'm going to be like, all right, it's 72 degrees. Traffic is terrible. The 10th caller will win the books. Like, come on.
Well, people have picked up on that because I got an email very late, like the day after yesterday. And she emailed and said, I realize I'm like the 134th caller, but you were.
That's awesome.
All right. So let's do some daily whinnies. Well, we have a bunch of auditor birthdays this weekend. Summer, Michelle, Roxanne, Tanya, and Jenna. Happy birthday to all of you. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. Now, I don't know about where you are, Jamie, but here in Ocala, we're supposed to have a real feel between 110 and 115. We're going to have our hottest 2 days of the year, Saturday and Sunday. So
July is fun. Hey, before you move on, I did get I can't remember if it's an email or it was a fake Facebook post. But somebody asked, that horse that's whinnying for the birthday whinny is my old lesson horse named Chili. And I feel like we need to reintroduce him. He's buried in my pasture here. He was amazing. Best lesson horse ever. I could put a kid on him and be like, Chili, go trot a full lap around the arena and come back here and stop. And he would literally turn around and go trot the entire lap. And these kids learn how to, like 100 kids learn how to ride on him. So somebody asked me, why does his whinny sound so panicked? Because apparently if you're listening to it and your horse is listening to it, your horse freaks out when you hear this. It's a thing. So what would happen is if I would take any horse away from Chili, there's like 10 horses. If any horse left, he would do that whinny the entire time. If you took him away, he didn't whinny. He was fine. But if anybody left the barn, he whinnied like that the entire time. And we would go on trail rides around the pasture and around the property. You could hear him a mile and a half away with that whinny. Like, it was a thing.
It is kind of a desperate whinny. You know what we're
going
to do?
It's like, oh my God, where are you going?
That gives me an idea. I'll put a prize together and we'll do a contest. And what we're going to do is we're going to have people play that whinny for their horses, but then record their horse's response.
Yes.
And then we'll play those on the show and we'll pick a winner.
I want to.
Isn't that fun?
I know.
I think that'll be fun. All right. I have one other Daily Winnie here, and that is going out to Daryl in Mississippi. Daryl, thank you for your email. It was lovely. We appreciate hearing from you. He said he loved the podcast. He listens on his way to and from work, and he's learned so much about horses and events and things like that. So thank you, Daryl. That was a lovely email. We really appreciate it.
Well, for those listening with children or those listening with horses, school is starting again soon, which means the heat is going to break. But I got an email from Lucas's teacher, and it's like a mass email. It was like, hey, parents, here's the thing. Some of you maybe not have, he has to have some sort of day planner. And the teacher was like very specific. It really needs to have like 4-inch little things over here. And it needs to be this long. And
like an actual
these
book?
Dates, like a planner.
Well,
like
do they still sell those?
I guess so. For kids that's going to school. So he sent this whole specific thing. And it was like, nobody replied. Radio silence. And I'm like, I'm going to get to the meat of it. And so I hit reply all, and I rarely hit reply all. And I was like, hi, Mr. Moser. As a parent, I appreciate your sending out the very specific details of what I should look for in a day planner. Okay. How about this? Send us a link. Just send us a link for the entire thing. Every parent replied, thank you. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not measuring.
Otherwise, you're going to have 50,000 different varieties and none of them will be what you want.
I don't want to shop. I don't want to do that. Just send me a link and I guarantee you every single parent in here will click buy. It's a private school, okay? We all want nothing to do with any of it. We just want to send you our child. So anyway, emails are coming in. School's getting started
what
pretty day, soon,
what
I guess.
What grade is he going into?
He's going into seventh grade.
Wow.
Seventh grade, yeah.
So in our school, seventh grade was the beginning of junior high.
Yeah, so it's middle school, yeah, yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
And the most annoying kids in the school were seventh and eighth grade.
Oh, God, I remember being in seventh grade, and I was like, boys are dicks.
When we did shows, when we did the Renaissance Fair, God, those kids that are junior high boys were the most annoying children ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Live with one. No, mine's pretty good.
Everything's a challenge. Everything's a challenge at that age. They challenge you about everything. And I don't even realize they're doing it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm like, this is my conversation with my son last night. Okay. I had to talk quieter. I said, Lucas, we had some friends over last night and it was like 11:30. And I'm like, okay, time for you to go to bed. Like we don't stay up till I go to bed at 8. So, yeah, right. I mean, this is like
that's
huge for
you.
Me. Yeah. So it's 11:30. I'm like, go to bed. He's like, can I read first? No, it's 11:30. Like go in and close your eyes and go to sleep. But why can't I read? Cause it's 11:30. Okay. And so he's like, fine. And so he stomps up and I was like, hey, by the way, close your blinds because the sun comes in. It wakes up like super early in the morning before I even get up. I'm like, close your blinds. Why? Because the sun's going to come in and wake you up. So? Because it's 11:30. Like, I mean, just like every statement is a retort and an argument. And I'm like, oh, it's just, I mean, again, the Lord only gives you what you can handle. I don't think I'd make it with a girl in this house, okay? If I had to have a me, whew, it'd be a disaster.
You had a girl in your house.
That is very true, but she wasn't
she's
mine,
gone
and
now.
I got to give her back.
Yeah. I can't tell you when I did the Renaissance Fair, I carried a sword, a real sword, and I can't tell you how many little boys that age asked if it was real, and I can't tell you how many times I wanted to say, lay your hand out here. Let's see.
But, Glenn.
Sorry. All right.
That just triggered some issues in you. I didn't mean to.
After 100 of that question a day, that's what my response wanted to be. All right, let's talk about KPP, and then we're going to go to our first guest.
Has your horse been diagnosed with neurological or muscular disorders? Is he or she showing signs of muscle wasting and impaired balance or coordination? studies showed that supplemented water-soluble natural vitamin E can reach a horse's brain and spinal cord through the blood-brain barrier, where it can benefit horses with neurological issues. If your horse is on EPO meds, you should already be giving this. If your horse has any of these problems, Elevate WS Well Solve, a natural vitamin liquid, can help. A research-proven, powerful antioxidant, Elevate maintains healthy muscle, nerve, and immune function. It does this by delivering a highly bioavailable source of natural vitamin E that is preferentially absorbed and retained in horses' tissues. For more information, visit kppusa.com.
There is one product with Kentucky Performance Products, and we've been advertising for them for 15 years, that we have had in our barns for all those 15 years, and that is Elevate.
Yeah. They have a feed-through powder, and then they have the liquid.
Right.
And the feed-through powder, more affordable in the long run, but if you need something, like if I start a horse on EPM meds, the liquid works a lot faster. Like, it goes right in there. The powder, it takes a while for them to build up the amount in their bloodstream. So if you are treating for something specific, definitely get the liquid. It's amazing. It's amazing. I would love to welcome to the show our auditor, Colleen Lab. She's going to give us a product review of the Fitz Denim Full Seat Breech. And of course, this is brought to you by Stateline Tack. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Jamie. So great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. Where in the world are you?
So I'm in southeastern Pennsylvania, Chester County area. So deep in eventing country.
Okay, so these breeches would be something that you would wear on a regular basis?
They are, yes, actually. And you would be surprised. They are denim, but I feel like the denim is very lightweight. And I've been wearing them, gosh, in temperatures in the 80s in Pennsylvania, and they've actually still been quite comfortable for me.
Really? So my main concerns with denim denim breeches are a couple things, and then you can kind of address those. That they are too low in the back. When I bend over, people see my butt crack because everybody loves this little cute low rise. The other thing would be that they're just too hot. And the third thing is that my boots don't zip up over them because they're so thick and they don't have enough stretch. So address my concerns, please.
Sure thing. So yeah, and I, you know, unbiased here, but I really, I was surprised by these. I was, because I've ridden in different pairs of denim breeches in the past, and I've had the same complaints, if you will, like the thickness, just feeling really hot and stuffy in the summer, the boots zipping up. And yeah, I'm not a low rise girl at all. Normally, just a frame of reference, my normal is like high waisted breeches. I like a lot of the romp, if you will. But these surprise me. They're like kind of a nice, like mid rise. Like if I could change anything, I maybe would make them high rise, because that's just my preference. But the mid-rise was very adequate coverage for the back. Like if I'm bending over, I usually have a shirt that's tucked in and a belt, so I didn't have any problems there. But what really, really surprised me here was the thinness of the denim. Like I actually feel more like I'm wearing a pair of breeches than I'm wearing a pair of jeans. And normally that's my complaint about denim breeches. You get a pair of denim breeches, they're thick. And then if you've got full seat, kind of where they're stitched together usually feels a little heavy and awkward. But The denim fabric was thin enough that I didn't have any problem zipping tall boots. I wear tall boots over them. And then they just didn't really feel too hot and stuffy for the summer. Like if you're down south and it's really hot, they still might be a little warm for you. But I, you know, in my southeast Pennsylvania climate, we've had some warm days recently. I really liked them. It surprised me how much they felt like breeches more than jeans to me.
Well, and you think of jeans and you think of trying to put your boots over them. I'm noticing on the picture that right about at your knee down, it turns to almost mesh. So that would help your boot get over them.
It does. Yeah, it is. To your point, there's a kind of that mesh panel that goes down from your knee down the inside of your leg. It's very, very thin and breathable. The sock at the bottom, like it's, you know, it's kind of the integrated sock feature. You know, I always feel like it's a little clunky to get over your foot. Like that's kind of across the board. But it also, you know, there's some of the the designs that have bottom, that adds more bulk. So I'll take the thin kind of sock design with the mesh that these have over kind of like a Velcro tab.
What do you mean a sock design? Like it has little footies?
No. I'm using some terminology I've heard before. Some companies seem like they call that kind of extra stretchy part at the bottom like an integrated sock. That was kind of just where that terminology came from.
And it just wraps around the ankles really tight like a sock would, right?
It does. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly, Glenn. Exactly.
Gotcha. Now, are they sticky at all or are they? Because it says full seat, but it looks like denim.
Yes, it's I actually love the look of that. So it's if you've experienced fits before, they have kind of that tech tread pattern. So it's like a pattern of really small dots that's all over kind of where the full seat area would be. So it's not like a heavy thick patch that you feel like you're wearing. It's the small dot design. I really like the amount of stickiness that I get. I say that being on like a steady eddy solid citizen horse that doesn't usually pull many antics, but I find the amount of stickiness that I get from them very sufficient. So it looks can be deceiving, doesn't, you know, they don't look sticky, but they're adequate stickiness from my perspective.
So they have those little silicone little things stuck on the butt that I couldn't even really see. I mean, you can't even really see it. That's amazing. So like, basically what you're saying is we could wear these to the grocery store and like nobody would stare.
100%. 100%.
How about a phone pocket? Is it big enough? Some of the phone pockets in these breeches are just not big enough for new phones.
Yes. So that's the other thing that I'm a little obsessed with. I'm always, you know, we're all connected anymore, right? Like I've always, a lot of times if I'm riding by myself, I like to keep my phone on me for safety reasons. There is a nice big pocket. I have an S23 Plus. So I've got like one of the biggest Samsung. Yeah. I've got one of the biggest Samsung phones you can have in like the clunky OtterBox Defender case. So big phone, big case. It still really comfortably fits. It's not like I'm shoehorning it in. It's easy in. If I have to pull it out while I'm riding, easy out. So
that thing
really,
with that
really
case
convenient.
Is practically a laptop. I mean, like,
yes.
I have an important question here. And
sure thing.
So did your husband like them when you had them on?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Okay, good. He's a horse guy, too. I was going to say horse husband, but I can't say that with your husband.
He is actually a horse guy. I always tease because I'm like, you ride better than me. Like he's ridden for years. He has experience. He starts young horses. He's competed up to training level eventing, and that is far beyond my goals, Glenn.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you like these. I'm glad they're high enough. I'm not super fan of the pants that go under the boobs, so I would probably like these a little better. I just want to bend over and not show my butt crack when I'm picking out hooves, you know what I mean?
These look like you could, they have belt loops too, right, on these?
What's up?
Do they have belt loops?
They do, okay. Yes, which is important because I am always obsessed with wearing, I love wearing a belt too, so yes, they do. I want to say too, the black ones, I got the black rather than the blue denim color. They actually just look like britches. They really do. Like, wow. They don't even look like denim. It's phenomenal. And then I think I'm going to actually go out and get a pair of the denim ones too, because I like them so much.
All right. Well, I mean, if that doesn't tell you that, I mean, that's the best thing is I'm going to buy more. That's the best advertisement right there.
I'm looking at statelinetech.com. We'll put a link directly to these in the show notes there on your podcast player. But it looks like they're $139 right now, which for a good pair of breeches is about right. These probably last a while too. Their fits last a while. So,
and I just got congratulated and I got an email from State Line Tech that says I'm now a VIP customer.
What does that mean?
Frightened to know how they found me, but they sent me $10 off. So,
oh, there you go.
Come on.
Well, there you go. it's like it's
basically free.
Free.
Yes, thank you. She gets me. She gets me.
Well, Colleen, we do appreciate you doing this. Of course, if you want to become an auditor, you can just go to horseradionetwork.com, scroll down to the middle of the page, and right there you'll see an auditor banner, and you too can become an auditor. And that gets you benefits. For the auditors
free
do all
stuff.
Our product reviews. State Line Tech provides the product, and we put them out there. And Colleen was kind enough. Colleen, I can tell, Colleen, Jamie, used to do product reviews. That's how I met her years ago. We used to meet at Ada. This is probably 10, 12 years ago. But she used to do product reviews for Eventing Nation. You did a lot of them.
I mean, I did. Glenn, I used to have a schedule. I think I used to do 2 a week at some point. So I would go to Ada with a book, and I would basically have 2 review slots a week, every week. And I was very, very busy. It was a lot of fun, but very busy.
Jamie, she had the ultimate first world problem. I remember sitting down at lunch with you at Ada one time, and you said, I have too much stuff. I don't know what to do with all this stuff.
She got oh, so my God. We're going to send you next winter gets a box of crap from Colleen's closet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I can do that. I can definitely do that.
Well, I ran out of crap. I might be coming back to you, Colleen.
That's not
gig. I've been in declutter, and we've got, gosh, and Glenn, you and I met, it was even before I met my husband, and I remember talking about that at Ada, and you know what, now we're going to be married for 8 years this year, and we have 2 boys, so it's trying to declutter some things, and just, you know,
how's your sister?
Space for everybody. She's doing great. Yeah. She's doing great.
She used to come with Colleen to the shows. And is also a listener. Well, Colleen, we appreciate you doing this. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun to do another review. I missed it over the years. So thank you.
Well, as horse owners, we have an unlimited supply of love for our animals, but we tend to underestimate the cost of their care. Routine and unexpected expenses can quickly add up, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it feel great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage these costs? The Care Credit Health and Animal Care Credit Card can give you the financial peace of mind that you're looking for. With flexible financing from Care Credit, you can get the care your horse needs and then pay over time in easy monthly payments. You can use Care Credit at the more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals that accept the card, and use it to pay for everything from diagnostics and surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit, it's your card for a lifetime of care. Subject to credit approval. To learn more, visit carecredit.com/vetmed. Well, next up, we have one of my favorite people in the whole world who just stole my job. And she's coming on to join us to talk about an exciting announcement that was just made yesterday, I believe. And that's Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
You all know Ashley because she fills in for Jamie and I when we're out. And she also does the very popular podcast. What's it called?
Sleep Stories for Equestrians and the Quarter Horse Podcast.
That's right. And she also has a baby, Levi, who you're going to hear right
now.
Yes,
he's here as well.
This is a day. I normally don't get Ashley on a Friday, but we wanted to make this announcement. So tell everybody the big news.
Well, I'm officially HRN Podcast Operations Director. Da-da-da-da.
Which means she's my boss and Jamie's boss now.
I don't know about all that, guys. Like, let's slow the roll on the big B word, you know?
I got a question. So you're the Podcast Operations Director. That's what you just said?
Yes.
Do you know what that, what's the word, acronym for that is? Is pod.
Pod.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I love it. You're the POD. What up?
Put those initials after your name, like the doctors do.
Yeah. Yes. You'll confuse everybody. It'd be awesome. Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm the POD.
Ashley,
I love it so much. I'm going to get it embroidered on all my shirts.
There you go.
I had Chris Kremitzos call me this morning. And he is the guy who runs PodFest. He's been on this show a couple of times. And longtime listeners know Chris and his wife, Katie. And Chris said, how do you feel about turning your baby over? And I said, I feel great. This is absolutely wonderful. I have no remiss at all turning over the Horse Radio Network to Ashley. None. So congratulations.
Thanks, Glenn. I mean, very obviously, none of this would be possible without you and Jen and Jamie and all the other amazing hosts you've picked up along the way. And, you know, I've said it once, twice, 30 times on this show. it's an absolute dream to be able to wake up and talk horses every day. You know, 5-year-old me playing with Briars, reading Practical Horseman and all the magazines that we get to work with. Never, ever, ever in a million years thought that I would be able to do this as my grown-up job. Like, it's absolutely amazing. Thank you for this opportunity.
If you guys think about it, between the two of you, growing up with those magazines, Practical Horseman, Horse and Rider, and all those, we now work for the same company.
Yeah, there's certain things that blow my mind, because I was a pull the centerfold out of Horse Illustrated and hang it on my wall kind of girl, you know? Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, okay, that's really cool that we're in the same parent company. That's really awesome.
Well, so Ashley, to clarify a bit, Ashley now runs the network as of now. And I want to let everybody know and reassure everybody, because I'm still getting messages, that I have also signed a new contract and Jamie has too. So we're going to be around for at least another year, for as long as they'll keep us. We will continue.
I will let them go, you guys. There's no way. Like, they're going to be working forever.
We're going to continue doing Horses in the Morning. My job now is in charge of Horses in the Morning. So I'll be booking the guests and, you know, dealing with the Tuesday and Thursday episodes and all of that, and still hosting Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So nothing's going to change as far as the listeners are concerned with Horses in the Morning. We're going to keep going so you can breathe again. It's all right. It's all good. We're going to continue going.
Glenn just has less work.
I have less work, and I have a new boss.
And Ashley has more work. Yes. She's the POD. Oh,
let me tell you, Jamie, I had the best day yesterday. A couple of emails came in that were all about administrative stuff that needed dealt with. And what did I do yesterday, Ashley? I forwarded them all to her.
And he said, this is your problem now. LOL.
It was so nice.
What's really cool, Glenn, is I sent Ashley some guests that I wanted to have on the show. And she's like, take it up with Glenn.
Yep, sure did.
You know, over the last 3 years, it's been 3 years since I sold the company, hard to believe. But over the last 3 years, when people ask me, well, how's it feel now? I said, I really like not paying the bills anymore. That's been the biggest, nicest part of this whole thing.
To be fair, you really should probably still pay your bills. Like, they'll come get you.
That's what all those letters are for? Darn.
Yeah, check your mail.
Oh, you just thought he was really popular.
Yes, yeah, right. By the way, speaking of mail, the only thing I get in the mail anymore is bills. And less of those even. So, yeah, I'm very excited. We're all very excited about having Ashley. She is much more organized than I ever was. And she actually makes lists and things. I can't tell the last time I made a list about anything. So, Jamie, do you make lists, Jamie?
I have a book in front of me right now. Like, I make lists all the time.
Do you? Okay. Yeah, I was never
good
at that.
Do I do the things on the list? That's a whole nother thing. Ashley probably does her list. I am great at making lists. I'm just maybe not so good at the follow through, which is why I'm not the POD, y'all.
I got screwed up early in life because I had pretty much a photographic memory. So I would never make lists because I could remember things. I could remember numbers out to about 20 or 25 numbers. So I never had a problem. I had all my credit cards memorized, everybody's phone numbers memorized. I had all of that in my head. All my appointments, I never wrote them down. And I used to sell insurance. I went all everywhere. But then after I got Lyme disease, that all went away. And it got tougher after that. But when you had that as your life, it was tougher than to admit that I needed to write things down. That was tougher.
Well, I'm glad. Ashley, I want to ask you, did you have any idea that signing on to this little job, helping Glenn with the podcast, would lead to like such upward mobility? I mean, did they tell you that?
So it was kind of baked into the plan. It wasn't specified that I would be a director, but they're like, okay, you know, we need someone to come on to fill the gap by the time Glenn's contract ends. And they're just like, and then you'll take over. But that wasn't like, you know, you'll get a huge raise. I've worked for corporations for a long time. And so I was kind of ready to, not see people come through on a promise because I've been burned from previous positions. And so, you know, I just kept doing the best I could. And that's what I try to do every day, is just show up and do the best I can. And then when Marla had told me, actually at Equine Affair, she had mentioned that this is the plan. You know, she really fought hard for me, and now we're here, and it's really a dream come true. I, actually texted one of my girlfriends. I said, "Hey, who do I contact about getting my director's card for the VIP club? Like, can you please share that info?"
Chris asked me today, and I'm going to give a shout out to Equine Network here. How has it been with the Equine Network? Because, you know, when you sell your company, usually as the owner of the company and the founder of the company, it usually doesn't work out well if you try and stay on after you sell your company to another company. And most people who do that are gone within 6 months. I've been here for 3 years, and that I give credit to Equine Network. They've been very good to me. They've been very good to Jennifer. They've been very good to us. They've kept all their promises. You know, so
definitely.
They're a good company to work for. They pretty much left us alone to do our podcasting because we do it pretty well. So in that vein, it's been a good relationship. And, you know, I just signed another contract for another year, so I wouldn't have done that if it hadn't been. So my answer to Chris was, it's been terrific, probably better than 99% of people who sell their companies. So, yeah. Well, there you go. Well, I'm very excited,
Ashley.
Happy
joy. Everybody's happy. This is awesome. Congratulations, my pod.
Thank you.
All right, we'll let you get back to Levi. Thank you, Ashley.
Bye, guys. Happy Friday.
See ya.
Bye.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when listeners submit ads from Craigslist or Facebook or somewhere, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. The following, we give away products or prizes every single month, and I'm going to tell you what this month's are, and anybody that submits an ad gets entered into the prizes. And the following products are provided by horseloverswithaz.com, home to over 120,000 products for your barn, horse, and you. Check them out at horseloverswithaz.com. The first prize we have is Shire's nylon halter with leather head strap, your choice of size and color. And this is a quality nylon halter with a leather piece head strap to make it safe and Arma finishings. What else do we have, Jamie?
Two winners are going to get three. Follow all these numbers. Two winners will get three 45-ounce bags of Stud Muffin, $72 value. In it is the original Stud Muffins, the Stud Muffin Slims, and Stud Muffins Peppermint. And so they're handmade, high-quality horses. I call it horsey crack. They love it. Oh, my gosh.
Three bags of 45 ounces each is about a million Stud Muffins.
I love it.
That's a lot of Stud Muffins. And also, I have five of the books, The Honest to Goodness Truth About Horse Trailers by Brad Heath, who was on yesterday's show, the Equine Affair episode. Brad was on. I love Brad. He's become a good friend. So we're going to give these books away, and this is The Ultimate Guide to Horse Trailers. So check that out. So we have a total of eight winners this month, and we're going to give away five of those books. We've had a bunch of people submit this week. We're not going to get to some of them just because we don't have time. Hannah, Heather, Debbie, and Carrie, you're in the running for the prizes, and keep submitting, and we'll get to your ads here hopefully in the next few weeks. Shannon sent this one in. She read it herself, and what happens then, Jamie?
Well, she will get double the entries for the prizes, Glenn, and if she read it in an accent that is not her own, she will get triple the entries.
All right, let's find out.
Hi, this is Shannon calling from Northern Virginia with a really bad ad. It looks like this is out of Georgia, so I am going to attempt to do it in an accent. Please forgive me if I offend anyone. All right, here we go. He's got a cute face, chubby waist, thick legs and shape, rump shaking both ways, make you do a double take. Introduction, fudge round. 14.3 hands of pure thickness, built right. 13-year-old and safe. Quarter horse gelding, built for a heavier rider, but good enough for any rider. great manners and great personality, good beginner slash husband slash confidence booster type. Fudge is as good a horse as you can get. Rides bareback, double, and with buddy saddle setup. Lopes great circles, neck reins, has a good back, good stop, and enjoys the arena. Non-stranger to ranch life work, he's done it all. If you're looking for a truly built, loaded with brains, old-timey chunk of a horse, here's Fudge Round. Now, the best part of this is they've included a video of this Fudge Round, and it's of a lady riding him in an Aldi parking lot. She literally comes walking up Western Saddle into the Aldi parking lot, weaving in and out of the cars in the parking lot, rides him literally right up to the front doors, and then turns around and continues riding over to the Chevron gas station, and then comes back and then just kind of walks around the cars in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. There's your really bad ad. And she is, or he is, located in Blairsville, Georgia. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Oh, my God. That was well read.
Yeah. It puts a whole new idea of I don't know if I have you followed this Facebook page at the Aldi Isle of Shame.
Yes. So you said
that. I would love to find a horse in the Aldi Isle of Shame.
Can you get any more Georgia than riding your horse around the Aldi parking lot?
I'd love it. That was fantastic. Head over to the Chevron, Linda.
Oh, my God. All right. I don't know how we're going to beat that one today. Lily, Aaron, and Katie sent this one in. Loving and occasionally funny mother of three teenage girls seeking middle-aged mini-gelding life partner to go on long walks and watch me drink cocktails and read books to escape the chaos. He must be calm in the storm, be affectionate, and enjoy treats as much as I do. Strict requirements include having fewer doctors than myself, be willing to wear fairy wings in a crowd, not sass me back, and easily caught because running is hard and the glucosamine hasn't kicked in yet. In return, he will be given his own room rent-free that comes with a daily maid and chef, along with travel vouchers for future parades or trunk and treats. My husband fully supports this and is rearranging the plumbing accordingly. Vet and farrier references available. It took me a minute to figure out what she wanted, and then I finally got that she wanted a
mini. She just wants a little mini horse to walk around with. I love it.
Again, we're going with the clever ads that I have to really think about.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what this next one is. Sandy sent this one in. This is, Craigslist. Yay. Horses PA slash, oh wait, maybe this is Facebook. I don't know. I can't tell. Horses PA slash NY and surrounding states Facebook page. Got it. Princeton, introducing your next project that's prettier than your ex and 100% less toxic. 6-year-old, 14 three-hand grade Appaloosa cross gelding with spots, sass, and is 100% sound. He's mostly bomb-proof. Leaf blower? Yawn. School bus? Cool. Butterfly flaps its wings in Peru? Mild internal panic, but he keeps it pretty much to himself. What he does do, walk, trot, canter with grace and a touch of flair. This doesn't seem as less toxic. They're basically like, he's kind of good, but like kind of not. Looks gorgeous while processing new information like your grandma learning TikTok. Make your friends jealous. What he doesn't do, buck, rear, judge you for riding in Crocs at one time. He's broke to ride, but still green. Think of him as a half-finished masterpiece that won't try to murder you mid-ride. He needs more miles under saddle, but gives zero drama. He's honest, willing, and ready to partner up with someone who has time, patience, and treats. Videos will be taken tomorrow.
Oldie parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. Located in Medford, New York, message me before I keep him, name him Plot Twist, and make bad financial decisions.
They wanted $4,000 for this. That
sounds about four right, carrot.
Amanda Young sent this one in. quality horses in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia. It's very short. Hey, this might sound stupid. Is anyone willing to trade a very fun and fast jet ski for a beginner horse?
My husband would.
Yeah, a lot of husbands would.
A lot of husbands are raising their hand right now. Yeah. Matt says, he sent this one in. Also, oh, wait, there's a picture. Oh, cool. Horse trailer, $150. Is that in our budget, Glenn?
Yes, that's within the budget.
Okay. Two horse trailer with divider. Most recently used as a chicken coop. Chicken spelled wrong. All tires are flat. Axles turn and doors open. Okay.
The tires aren't just flat. They're completely destroyed.
There's none. I don't know
how they know the axles turned, because you could turn them with these tires.
I mean, not only are they flat, they're like hanging. It looks like if a cartoon, you know, like the road is so hot that the tires melted.
Yes,
it looks like these are melted around the rims.
I don't know how you'd move this. You need a crane.
You would. Yeah. Now, we're like one of those rounded two front. And in the front, there's what we would call a ventilation hole. However, it's just a big hole that's eaten in through the metal. I like to say, please get your tetanus shot before you deal with this. The back of the trailer is enclosed with chicken wire, and they've made a little cutout like a chicken doggy door.
It is like a chicken doggy door. Did you notice there's grass growing up inside of it? That's
yes.
So my guess is the floor is not very good.
No, probably not even there. Cool. But I will tell you that I might be interested in this, because I had a coyote take a hen yesterday at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Wow, they're getting brave.
I just went down to the barn and I was like, hey, I didn't even say anything. It just took off. I was like, what the heck? Like,
also, you saw it?
Yes, with my chicken in its mouth, and it just took off at 1:30 in the afternoon. I was like, okay.
Well,
you
brazen,
chickens
huh?
aren't getting, yeah, they're not getting out anymore. Sorry.
Coyote season at the farm.
Yeah, Chad's like, I'll take care of
it. Yeah, I bet he did. Danielle sent this one in. Mare and filly, two horses, make trade / offer, $1. A non-registered mare and her almost year-old female colt, out of grass, needs to sell. Mare broke, but hasn't been written in a while. Would love to get $190 for both. We'll consider trades of some kind, a running Jeep, or hay, or a pickup, or a belted Galloway or Highland cow.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that want to trade their extremely valuable Highland cows or belted Galloways for a horse you're trying to sell for $190.
Who's got a running Jeep that they're going to give you in trade for $190? I don't know. These poor
horses. Although this is in Meeker, maybe I should go get them.
What does that say, out of grass? What does that mean?
That means they don't have any more food. They're basically starving. Oh my God, no salt. I need to go get them.
Is that in Oklahoma?
Yes. It's like an hour from here.
I shouldn't have read that ad.
I know. Now I need the mare and filly, which they spelled P-H-I-L-L-Y, yet later on listed it as a female colt. Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I didn't even notice that.
My heart hurts. I gotta go get him.
I should have taken that ad out. If I'd known it was Oklahoma, I would have taken it out.
Oh, God. I need to go get him. All right, Daniel, send me the phone number. Okay. Jolene sent the next one in, and it reads like a haiku. I love these. Cowboy. Papered. 29 years old. These are all different lines, so you didn't know. 15.1. Hard to catch. Barely rideable, not a kid's horse. Hard to load, but will hop right out. Literally. So tie him up in there. Oh my God. Don't do that. Picks up all 4 feet. Can be a real pain in the arse, but that's why he's so cheap. They didn't even list a price.
He's 29 years old. I doubt there's going to be many takers for this one.
Oh, bring that one to me too. So far, I got to go tell my husband we're getting a mare and a filly colt and a 29-year-old.
Named Cowboy.
Named Cowboy.
We have a theme today. The theme is horses that aren't doing very well and are older.
Horses that need me. That's the theme today.
Beth sent this one in. Let's see if this one needs you. A 10 to 12-year-old black gelding, $1,400.
Yes.
16 hands, gentle on the ground, loads great, hauls great, good with farrier, stands to saddle. Will not trot or lope.
What does it do?
Slings his head without tie down. Buddy sour. If you use spurs, he will rear.
Oh, this is a great one.
Long story short, I don't want him. He's not a kid's horse. He's a fixer-upper. Price is firm unless you bring your trailer. What?
So he's cheaper if you bring your trailer.
Trailer, and you're going to just take him home. And by the way, you're not going to test ride this one.
Where are they, Beth? Thank you for not giving me the location because I'd go get him. Okay, no soul. I'm supposed to have no soul when I'm reading this, you guys. Okay, Elliot sent the next one in. 3-year-old quarter horse. Oh, people, punctuation and capitalization matters. And this is in a town called Fairbuff, and this was listed in the farm and garden section. Am looking for a good home for our 3-year-old horse. Am moving, relocating. Space, space, period, space, space. I spent a lot money have him worked with to have a lady. In SC, he was very jumpy, would spook easily when storms and loud noises. He good horse had his huff. H-U-F-F. Done, it's B, 14 hands.
You know why I gave you this one?
Because it sucks!
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah. Very smart. Oh, that's a complete sentence with punctuation. That's the first. That's not even a real sentence, actually. Very smart. Have all paper. Work he never been. Ride in. Please don't ask me to reduce price. This is a giveaway price. I spent over $4,900, so don't wasate my time. It's hard. Let go.
Oh, my God.
What? And by the way, the price listed is $1,800, so she's willing to take a bath.
So pretty much she told us everything wrong with the horse, nothing good about it, and she wants $1,800.
I don't know if she told us anything. I don't know what she told me.
I know it doesn't like storms and loud noises. I know that. That's the only part I really got.
It just seems to be an untrained horse. Like, call me crazy.
Okay, I'm going to read the next one. This is by Faye. This is our last one. But I want you to scroll down and look at the picture first.
Oh, yeah, it's the cutest little mini baby I've ever seen.
It's the cutest little mini baby you've ever seen. It's kind of palomino color. Like, light tan, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're not going to want this baby after this. Foals and young stock in the UK Facebook page. Jennifer just came in from riding, and you are soaked in sweat. Oh, my God.
It's hot.
I'd love to say this is a hard decision, but saying adios, amigo, is going to be the easiest thing I've done in 4 months. I've raised dozens of well-rounded, solid equine citizens over the past 2 decades, and Basil, I love that name, and Basil makes me question my expertise. Basil is affectionately nicknamed by the fellow yard maimers as Badass Basil. He's not just a pony, he's an experience. Basil was a surprise foal that arrived on May 1st, and he has been surprising me ever since. Basil is full of his own importance. He leads well. He also bites well, kicks well, and boxes better than the carnival kangaroo. He currently has 4 teeth, and I have the skid marks on my arm to prove it. He will not be contained by electric fence. He goes over it. He goes through it. He goes under it. He's still a colt, and I am hopeful that his personality is wired to his bullocks, and there is hope for him yet. If this little guy ticks any of your boxes, drop me a message. He's very reasonable, as I'm desperate to offload this little hellraiser. Comes with a bottle of wine and a first aid kit. It's the cutest little mini ever.
You know, honestly, now that I look at the picture, it does kind of have a devilish expression.
Yeah. Wasn't there a woman looking for a mini boyfriend up above? Perfect.
Oh my gosh, let's put them together.
We'll be matchmaking again, and she'll have her own little hell raising. She probably likes the bad boys. This would be perfect.
It's perfect. It's
I was wondering why he hadn't gotten fixed yet. He's not even old enough. He's only four months.
No, he's... Again, that behavior was exactly what Stan Lee did to me when he was a baby, too. And I remember we had Monty on. I was like, this baby is a demon. It's a demon. And Monty was like, leave it alone and castrate it. Yeah. It'll be fine. And turns out he's the sweetest little angel after that. Brain surgery, baby.
I mean, minis, some of them can be tough to begin with. And then you got one that's a devil mini. That's tough.
Oh, boy.
Because they're so cute. Then you forgive them. And then they do it all over again the next day. It's like, we've all had those horses. All right. Look at, you know, I'm continuing. By the way, thank you for all the ads. We really do appreciate it. Everybody that takes time to do this, we know it takes time and sending them in. You send them in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com and she processes them for us every Friday. So we really appreciate it. I'm going to end with a good news story again today. And this involves baseball. How about that?
Yay.
You know how I love baseball. So this story is about the Phillies. So the Philadelphia Phillies are...
Actual P-H-I-L-L-I-E-S.
That's right. That's spelled correctly. Correct. The Phillies... What are the Phillies fans known as? Like...
The Fanatics.
Yes. And how do they act usually?
In my experience, Phillies fan, no offense to anybody listening, but you know who you are. They're complete crazy people.
Yes. They've always been ranked as the worst fans in baseball and football.
They boo constantly. Yes. They're the worst. They're the worst. If you're from Philadelphia, sorry, but you know it because it's you.
Yes, they know it.
You're the worst.
Well, the team is doing something nice. The Philadelphia Phillies have a program now where they take in dogs that are going to be trained for veterans. And the way they're training them, and they have a dog right now, a golden retriever puppy named Dinger. Dinger is not a mascot in training, but he's being trained to go out to a veteran. So what they do is they bring the dog into the stadium for like 6 months. He'll spend his time at the club. He goes in the clubhouse. He goes around the entire stadium. He learns how to deal with crowds. He hangs out with the team. He hangs out with the fans. So he learns all the different things about sensory overload. He basically has now become a fixture there. And once his training is complete, then he'll be matched with a veteran. So it's just a way for the fans to realize, you know, to see the dog and to become attached to the dog. And then apparently they have a ceremony at the stadium where they bring the veteran out and they match him to the dog right there in front of everybody. So isn't that a cute idea? I think it's a great idea.
And, you know, I guess if there's one redeeming quality about the Phillies, like, I guess that'll be it.
Even Philadelphia fans, you know, like a golden retriever, right?
I bet they'll boo him. They'll boo him. The veteran will come out. It'll be this beautiful moment, and they'll be like, boo.
I knew you were going to have something to say about that.
Just remind everybody, I worked for the Atlanta Braves. Thank you.
Yes. There might be a little bit of...
I'm very loyal.
There might be a little bit of animosity there. All right, let's wrap up the day. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. It's going to be freaking hot everywhere, so be safe out there. We're going to do a post show. We have one of our auditors coming on who got a new horse. So we have a new horse highlight in the post show.
All right, everybody. Spay, neuter, and geld. Good God, geld. Oof.